We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
My friends, if you get down your Bible, read the 14th chapter of John, you read some wonderful words in there. The Lord says in one place there, "My peace give I unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, the Bible makes it plain that there's not going to be any peace in this world until Jesus comes back again and brings peace. He said he didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. When Jesus Christ came, he became the issue. What would you do with Jesus? That's never been any issue but that. The world's never accepted him. The world rejected him. Religion rejected him. Democracy rejected him. Government rejected him. The individual rejected him, and they reject him still. They're talking about Jesus Christ, but they're not talking about Jesus Christ of the Bible. They're talking about a Jesus Christ that the mind of man's trimmed down to the level of their own lives. A sort of Jesus Christ like themselves, see. They want to make him like themselves. You know, man wants to make his own God. He always has made his own God, you see. Now, God made himself like man, came in the form of a man without sin to die on a cross to save us. Now, man wants to trim that God down to get a God to suit him, see. And that's the way he spent his time. That's the reason Jesus Christ had dealt with like he is. They say, well, he was a great teacher. He was this, he was that, he was the other, see. But you don't have to believe in his virgin birth. You don't have to believe in the incarnation. And you mustn't talk about bloody religion and slaughterhouse religion and all that. And the mind of man is being deified by man himself. And he has quite little to worship when he worships the average mind, but that's where they're going. So there's not any peace in the world. There's never been as little peace in the world as there is right now. Of course, we're not actually at war. But sometimes I wonder if we'd be any ways off we were in the midst of war. These heads of governments can scarcely sleep at night. They don't know what's going to happen. There's a communistic Russia. There's a clash of the ambitions of other nations around the world, and the light of the day is turned around the Mediterranean. The finger of prophecy points around to those countries down there. You know, it's one of the strangest things in the world. If you just read your Bible, you'd see just the whole movements of the world right along what God said today. There's going to be a federation of 10 governments covering the territory of ancient Rome someday. That's all in the offing. And the Antichrist is going to take over. There's going to be all sorts of trouble. Jesus told the people, said, "I've come in my name, you wouldn't receive me. If another come in his own name, him you will receive." That's what's happening. All right. But you and I live in a world where there's no peace. But the wonderful thing is we can have peace in our own heart in the day when there is no peace. Now that's the promise of Jesus. He didn't come to bring peace to the world. He's going to come back sometime and do that. And he's coming back, and someday the throbbing head of a restless world will be pillowed upon his bosom. And he's going to be king. The Bible makes that so clear. Why don't people take the Bible, what it says, instead of trying to fix it up? We read in the Bible as clear as day, "The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." But he's never had it. The throne of David is a literal throne, just like the throne of England. It's a literal throne. We read in the Acts of the Apostles that he's now gathering up and people of earth for his name. Then when he gets that all done, he's coming back sometime, and he gets together out his people, and he's going to take over things and be the king and the judge and the ruler. Lord God's going to give him the throne of his father David. Jesus came the first time to die. He's coming back next time to judge and reign. He's first going to receive the saints, those who died in Christ and those who are alive. All that's in the Bible. I'll never forget when that dawned on me as a young preacher. I never was taught that. I went ahead down and read a book by Campbell Morgan, and then I read a little book called The World is God by Philip Morrow, and somebody else wrote some other book. And one day it all broke in on me. The Bible became a new book, and I begin to see things now. You know, I told you the other day, I think, on this same program, that somebody said one time about a dog that caught a possum, a little dog caught a big possum, and somebody said the possum's too big for the pup. You know, a man right now has got the situation on his hand. The possum's too big for the pup now. There isn't a man on earth that knows what to do. Man's feelings way out. There isn't a man. There isn't a statesman in the world that knows what to do. As a matter of fact, scarcely a statesman knows what he's going to do. They don't know what they're going to do in Russia. We don't either. That's the problem we're facing. So it's a mess. Now, you're not going to have any peace in the world, but you can have a Christian. You're the only person who can have any peace. The sinner doesn't have any peace. There's no peace for the wicked. Men without God have no peace. They may have excitement, but not peace. They may get what the world calls a thrill, but not peace. But Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace. The kind of peace I have, I'll impart it to you. Isn't that wonderful? That I can have peace in me when there's no peace in the world. I can have peace in me when I'm at war. Because a Christian's life is a warfare. We are in a battle. You wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers in the heavenlies if you're a Christian. You're wrestling. You're in a wrestling match with satanic forces and Satan himself and all the demons. We're in a battle. This is a warfare. It's no peaceable road we're traveling. But, you know, a soldier can have peace even in battle. When all the orchestras of hell begin to play on battlefields and the explosive bombs are dropping, if he's right with God, he can have peace in his heart. Now, that's the only peace that Jesus Christ promises in this world today. He said, my peace give I unto you. My peace give I unto you. What kind of peace do you have, Jesus? Well, they're spitting in my face. You're not disturbed, no. They got a crown of thorns on your brow, yes. Pressing it down, yes. They've beaten you till your back's bloody, yes, I know. You're not disturbed, no, I'm not disturbed. You know why? He knew how things were coming out. In all of his sufferings, all of his agony. He saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied. He knew what was ahead of him. He knew beyond that cross there was a tomb, and then that tomb was going to be open. He's going to walk out of it. He's going back to heaven. He knew where he was going. He knew where he was going to wind up. He knew how things were going to turn out. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. You know, we're impatient, you know. We want everything right now. What we Christian people ought to do is to make up our mind that we're going to let Jesus Christ take over our lives. We're going to quit this halfway business, this trimming and cutting corners. And we all just take the reins of our lives and put them in his hands. Now, if you believe the Bible, you don't have to fret and fume and worry. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, if you're a Christian, that's so whether you know it or not. But it's a wonderful thing to know it. You can't have any peace without knowing it. You know, sometimes it gets pretty bumpy, this road does. I just reading about all that Paul went through, what he said, and he spoke about his tears and everything he went through, you know. But he said, none of these things move me. Where are you going, Paul? I'm going to do my job. I know where I'm going. I've talked to Jesus. Met him on Damascus Road, saw a light flash in heaven, heard his voice. That light is so bright, I went blind. I forgot my aristocracy. The star of intellectuality faded that day. And all the things that men value sank into insignificance that day. You know, when the sun comes up in the morning, the stars always hide, you know. When the sun comes up, Son of Righteousness shines into your life like he could shine and would shine if you'd let him shine. Then you, all the other stars will go. What does it matter? What does it matter anyhow, Crane? We're here just for a few years and we're gone. But that's the eternity out yonder. Say, listen, you can have peace in a world where there is no peace. You can have some of your heart. I've seen folks like that. I've seen a few people along the way of life that they weren't disturbed. You know, somebody put on canvas two ideas of peace. One made a lonely lake in a silent grove, and there was seldom ever the falling of a leaf and scarcely ever the ripple of a wave. And above the still lonely, silent picture, the artist wrote rest or peace. Another man said, that isn't peace. He made a picture of a waterfall. Just above the waterfall, he put a projecting limb. On the projecting limb, he put a bird's nest, and in the bird's nest, he put a singing bird. And above the raging, foaming, stormy, tempestuous picture, the artist wrote peace or rest. You know, it isn't where you are, it's what you are. That bird was all right. He could build a nest above a cataract, above a waterfall. You know why? Bird had wings. Bird had something that you didn't have. You couldn't do that. But a bird could. But you have something, if you're a Christian, that the sinner doesn't have. You have wings. You have something. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath the Son, hath life. And you're indwelt by the Holy Ghost if you're a Christian. Your body's his temple. He dwells in your body if you're saved. Now, isn't it a shame the way we fret and fume? Always messed up, you know. Nothing goes right around the house. And this and that and the other. Everybody disturbed. I get under conviction sometimes because I'm very intense. And when I find myself worrying, I say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me, Lord. I ought to be ashamed of myself. I believe the Bible. I'm a child of God. And I believe what the Bible says. I know it says something. And I know Jesus said, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world give it. He said, I want to make it clear. The world doesn't have any peace to give. It may give you a temporary release from strain. You may have a few nights rest in this world where you don't have anything disturbed. But very few people ever go to bed without something to worry. Get up in the morning, start a day. What am I going to do today? How am I going to get through the day? We just go on like that all the time. Now, wait a minute. It's all right to sit down and say, how can I handle this thing today? There's nothing wrong about being diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You ought to be efficient. You ought to run a nice home. But you ought not to fret and fume and worry and have a lot of trouble about it. It's all right to have a nice, comfortable room. Nothing wrong with having little things nicely fixed up in your home if you can afford it. But if you can't afford it, fix it up the best you can and go on about your business. Listen, I'm just sort of getting under conviction. I'm about to preach myself under conviction. Talking to you right now, I'm getting myself a little bit under conviction. High, strong, intense fellow like I am, you know, driving all my life. But you know what, so? You can drive so much better if you have the peace of God in your heart. It can be some more restful because you know how things are going to turn out. Do you know when you know how things are going to turn out? If you had a sick child and you knew that child's going to get well, you just knew it, no matter what anybody said, but you had some way of knowing positively and unequivocally, you'd have peace. You'd be sorry a little fellow was sick, you know. Well, we know how things are going to turn out. We know that Jesus Christ is going to reign. He puts every enemy down. Every enemy of Jesus Christ is going down someday. We're going to be on the winning side if we're Christians. And the last enemy he's going to destroy will be death. He's going to come out back and get rid of death. Going to kill death. Go get rid of it. Destroy it. Say, listen, it's wonderful to be a Christian, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to be saved? We ought to really have more than peace. We ought to have the joy of the Lord. I told you one day the difference between peace and joy. You know, peace, you know, just keeps you quiet and steady. But joy puts a song in your heart and makes you go to singing, you see. Joy is peace shouting. Joy is peace saying hallelujah, see. I know how things are. It's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah, see. That's what joy is. Joy is peace clapping his hands, see. Oh, men and women, we Christian people have an awful responsibility today. We're living in the midst of turmoil and strife, and we fret and fume. How are things coming out? What am I going to do? Listen, do the best you can and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. And if you're trusting the Lord like you ought to, you'll do the best you can. It won't make you inefficient, but you won't be worried and upset and disturbed and annoyed. And, oh, so many people having nervous breakdowns, you know. It's all going all to pieces, you know. Go to bed at night, can't sleep. Take all your troubles to bed with you. Why don't you say, Lord, I cast my burden on you. The Lord can carry it. You know, he carries this universe on his shoulders. What's your little problem to him? He'd take that on, never feel it. So little if you cast your burden on the Lord. May God help you to do it. Now, what did he say? My peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the peace of God which passed understanding, for all thou hast done for us. For the leadership of the Spirit of God, keep us faithful in everything near thyself and true to thee. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.